from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Does literally everyone in this country love freightways?
Well, you know, they do a good job. They do a good job at what they do. And they reported yesterday. So the local reporting season continues. You had Property for Industry out as well. You had Chorus out. Yeah, but I wanted to look at freightways. There's always something in there that gives you a little insight into the local economy. But these days it does have pretty significant Trans-Tasman exposure as well. And they announced an acquisition in Australia yesterday as well. But look at a headline level, this is a pretty solid result, and I think they'll be happy. Net profit of $70.2 million, that was up 46%, or 46% improvement on last year. But last year's number was affected. They were completing the previous acquisition, which was Big Chill, which is those refrigerated transport business. Now, in terms of the acquisition, they're buying a business called Allied Express. It's an Australian business that specialises in larger deliveries. And if you're interested in what a larger delivery is, it's defined as being over 22 kilograms. It's quite a big business, 450 staff, 700 contractors, one of the largest independently owned courier and express freight businesses over there. And the deal will actually put a new shareholder onto the share registry at Freightways, or a major shareholder, because the purchase price of Allied Express is $160 million Australian. $100 million Australian, that will be paid in Freightway shares, $60 million in Aussie cash. But back to the profit, if you net out the Big Chill issue and get rid of that, the profit's up 4%. We're hearing the common refrain now that this was a COVID-affected year. And they made the observation, Mike, that at one stage they had 30% of their staff and contractors were in isolation due to the pandemic. And that's a similar number that we've... Do we hear the similar number out of Air New Zealand in the last few days? Any given day they've got, you know, a third of their staff not showing up. Anyway, looking at the numbers, Mike, the express package business, this is stuff moving around New Zealand in the vans. And this is speaking to the outlook, because there's a 1% decline in the first 6 weeks of the 2023 financial year. Now, existing customer trading is 5% lower. That's offset by a 4% market share gain, so they'll be pleased about that. But you could potentially make an implication here that we're seeing that spending now moving away from stuff, you know, when we bought stuff because we couldn't go anywhere or do anything, and now that spending's moving back to services because we can go out and, you know, do stuff. It's an early call on that one, but I'll be interested to see how that develops.
Okay, talk to me about Vista.
Yeah.
Because I look at Cineworld and they're in a world of pain.
Pile of hurt. So Vista, so just to give you a little bit of context, a little bit of background here, Vista Group International is a company listed on NZX. It provides services, software services, to the cinema industry. So think things like distribution and data analytics software. So Vista issued an announcement yesterday. This is regarding a key customer of theirs called Cineworld. And Cineworld's a UK-listed company that owns a whole bunch of businesses. Cineworld owns Regal in the US, Picture House, basically movie theatres, and it's one of the top 10 what they call cinema circuits globally, which is, means it's a cinema chain. Now, from what I can ascertain, the way this worked here is that the Wall Street Journal ran a story on Friday that Cineworld was considering filing for bankruptcy within weeks. So the share price got pummeled. They're looking at insolvency potentially in the UK as well. What's the problem? Well, 2 years of either no one going to the movies or a lot fewer people going to the movies. And more importantly, Cineworld's got a heck of a lot of debt, $8.9 billion US worth of debt, actually. And the problem here, Mike, no blockbusters, you know, because you have this lag post-COVID for the film companies to get the blockbusters out. So this is a big deal for Vista, obviously, because it's one of their big customers. But just check these numbers out, Mike. Prior to COVID, Cineworld cinemas had 275 million moviegoers. 2021, 95 million. And that was 75% up on 2020.
Wow.
So when you get that, sort of, your business just pummeled and you've got a whole lot of debt you can't manage. But there are a lot of blockbusters coming, Mike. There are a lot of blockbusters coming. So Vista should be okay, because these cinemas will keep operating, but you've got Wakanda Forever coming, you've got Avatar 2, Black Adam. I think the people will come back. Who doesn't love a good blockbuster movie, Mike?
Yeah, it depends whether it's at the movies or streamed, and that's your great debate these days, of course, isn't it?
That is true.
What are the numbers?
The US market starting the week actually a little bit off. 33,071 on the Dow Jones. It's down 636 points, 1.9%. S&P 500, 4138, down 90 points, over 2%. And the NASDAQ, 12,402, down 2.4%. So much weaker start. 7533 on the FTSE 100, down 17. The Nikkei, 28794, down 0.5%. Shanghai Composite, 3277, up 20. The ASX 200 closed at 7046. We gained 79. The NZX 50, 11,763. Kiwi dollar weaker, 0.6159. 0.8969 Aussie, 0.6203 Euro, 0.5239 pounds, 84.67 yen, gold $1,735, and Brent crude $95.63.
Love your style. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.